Title: Last Mile Warehouse Bills and Proposed Special Permit. Content: Last week, a trio of bills related to last-mile warehouses were introduced by Councilmember Alexa Avil S. and co-sponsored by Councilmembers Jennifer Guti Rez, District 34, Williamsburg, Sandy Nurse, District 37, Bushwick, Selvina Brooks Powers, District 31, Far Rockaway, Julie 1, District 26, Astoria, Shauna Hanif, District 39, Gowanus/Park Slope, and Lincoln Wrestler, District 33, Downtown Brooklyn, Public Advocate Jermaine Williams, and Brooklyn BP Antonio Reynoso. At the press conference, it was expressed that these bills were introduced in order to combat the proliferation of last-mile warehouses in low-income communities of color who are subject to more air and noise pollution as a result of the truck traffic. Intro 923. This bill requires the Department of Transportation, DOT, to study the impact that truck and delivery traffic generated by last-mile facilities have on local communities and infrastructure, and generate a report of the same. The report would be due 2 years after the effective date of the bill, which would occur immediately upon passage. The report would also be made public in order to show the impact that delivery vehicle traffic generated by last-mile facilities have on the communities they are situated in. The report must identify the location of each last-mile facility. Estimate the average amount of delivery vehicles arriving and departing on a weekly basis and disaggregated by type of vehicle. Estimate the impact of delivery vehicle traffic on the street infrastructure within 1 mile of each facility, including but not limited to traffic delays or congestion, parking spots occupied by vehicles, and impediments to the use of street infrastructure around each facility. Identify streets around the facility negatively impacted by the facility. Estimate the cost imposed by such burdens on the community. Determine mitigation steps and cost of such steps. Intro 924. This bill requires DOT to study street design in order to limit or reduce the use of streets in residential districts by commercial vehicles and generate a report of the same. The report would be due on December 31, 2023. And if the bill is passed, it would take effect immediately. The report would be required to include the following: utility and feasibility of designing streets in residential districts, 1, so that they are inaccessible to commercial vehicles or to those of a certain size or weight, and 2, using traffic calming measures so that commercial vehicles or those of a certain size or weight are discouraged from using such streets. Feasibility of 1. Preventing access by, and 2. Designing streets in residential districts that discourage commercial vehicles or those of a certain size or weight in residential districts, while permitting emergency vehicles, moving trucks, and other essential vehicles. Consequences of 1. Changes in street design, including impacts on street drainage and underground utilities, and 2. Rerouting commercial vehicles through other streets, including impacts on local traffic network connectivity. Use of traffic cameras to enforce compliance with local truck routes. Collecting data on how commercial vehicles, particularly trucks, use streets in residential districts and projections of such future use. Resolution 501. This bill requires top maritime importers to city ports to commit to making streets greener by reducing truck traffic and using marine vessels for last-mile deliveries throughout the city. This bill does not state an effective date. The bill cites to the following statistics and makes reference to the following facts. Per a 2019 report by DOT, approximately 89% of the 365 million tons of cargo that enter, leave, or pass through the city is transported by truck each year, with a total of 125,621 truck crossings into Manhattan per day and 73,583 trucks driving through Brooklyn daily, mostly between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. and further, that total freight tonnage is expected to grow by 68% to 540 million tons by 2045. Many buildings in the city lack sufficient off-street loading docks, which cause congestion, and additionally, that delivery trucks are responsible for nearly half of the nitrogen oxide emissions and approximately 60% of the fine particulates from all vehicles, adding up to 7% of all greenhouse gas emissions in the United States. There is no current active maritime serve.